Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Blast off. We're back in the spaceman after a trip to Palm Springs. I just had to get back to my roots and just do a shorter show in a bigger space in Culver City. And as you saw flying through space, my guests are two newbies, as I like to call the first time guests. It's Tiffany Haddish and Simon Rex, you guys.
Yay!
Are we allowed to
give it
up? We could applaud ourselves.
I was applauding for you.
Oh, I was applauding for you.
It's such a, you know, it's just the crew, and they're very nice to applaud and everything.
Oh,
but,
right.
You know, if we join in, it really sounds like quite a show. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
We start the show at 15 minutes after the hour, because then at 4:20, it'll be 4:20 somewhere.
Dang, 420 somewhere.
And here, yeah, this is a real easy one. They still make me a card that says here. It's 420 here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But also in Las Vegas, in Phoenix, of course, where they don't even believe in time zones. Our friends up in Vancouver and Whitehorse up in Canada, Mexico. And then for the middle of the night people, the 4:20 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
If you're in Pakistan, you can enjoy this at 4:20 a.m. Mm. So that's
definitely
not happening. Yeah, I know.
They smoke hash there.
They're smoking mugwort.
Yeah.
Which is a fantastic tea that helps put you to sleep.
Oh.
That also
What's it called?
As, it's called mugwort.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's like hardwort.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's mugwort, okay. Which is usually for magical stuff and to, you know, help you with your period cramps. And also, it helps you to sleep.
I need something for that.
And yeah. You can astral project when you do it, and then you can find out what your boyfriend doing when he think you sleep. I don't think so.
I like that laugh mm-hmm. at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany is a stand-up comedian based here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And Simon is a comedic actor, you'd say?
Yeah, sure, why not?
You're mostly in comedy stuff.
Yeah, I tend not to be too good in dramas.
Really? How many dramas you been in?
Not a lot. I don't even really think of myself as like an actor. I just be funny and stuff.
Yeah, you show up and say the lines. If the lines are funny.
If it's written funny,
boom.
It's funny,
yeah.
You know?
I got, what was the, how many scary movies were you in?
17.
Liar!
No, I did 3, 4, and 5. If it was after the Wayans brothers no longer did them, then I got on board.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with that. It was just that they did. People still think they do all of them. They did 1 and 2, and then David Zucker, Airplane, Naked Gun, my hero.
Yeah.
Came and did the last 3 and hired me. He liked me.
Yeah, and 3 is especially funny.
That was a funny one. I think that was the one.
And 3 is, it's 19 minutes after the hour. But 3 is, is that the one where there's the cute little kid that just gets
beaten
up constantly?
Yeah, his mom didn't like that.
Really funny.
His mom was, that kid's 22 years old now.
Whoa.
I know, it's fucked up.
Damn it. All right, so I loaded a few of the bowls. We've got a sativa and an indica here today. The sativa is called Ultra Jack, and the indica is called Chem Kush. And then this thing, Tiffany.
I want that
this
in my
is
mouth.
My friend, my friend Gabe. He's with Honey Farm, and this is so there's Honey Farm stuff in there, but this pen is crazy. It's like, you want to watch me take a hit first?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get a sense of it, because...
Do it like a boss, though.
It's nuts.
You're supposed to hold it that angle, not like a real pipe. I see. Does it have to be held that way? Or does it matter?
I think it's important to hold it this way.
Okay. I want to hold it a different kind of way.
I can't be sure. Nice. You want to hold it like that?
That's how it looks like. It should be aesthetic.
But then you're pushing the button like that. Oh, but
you could do that. You're doing it like this.
But still try. But don't take too big of a hit.
Like a bump.
Is that sativa or cannabis?
Sarah Silverman took a little hit, and she said it's the highest she's ever been.
Well, that's saying a lot. Yeah. She smokes regularly. Mm-hmm. What kind of weed is that in there? Sativa or is
what's in it, Gabe?
Sativa.
It's a sativa. Oh, sativa, and that got her higher than ever before?
Well, she's... She's a Sarah's a one-hit wonder, as they say.
My unicorn's coming up.
But it's good, right?
It's delicious. It is so good.
People worry for you when you're coughing that much, so you're not enjoying it.
Oh no, I'm enjoying it. I'm getting it all in my lungs.
Hella high when you cough like
getting
that.
Getting it in my lungs is connected with my DNA right now. Uh oh, it's pulling out my unicorn accent. I'm about to start horning people.
Can I get?
I didn't know unicorns had an accent. Do you want to try?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Mmm. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's real tasty.
And that's called Honey Farm?
Honey Farm's the folks that make the...
Do they use bees to make that weed? Do the bees only eat weed? They only go to the flower, the weed plant, and then they bring that back to the honeycomb. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Honey Farms made exclusively by weed bees. Like that Honey Nut Cheerios bee. They don't even, they're like, you don't even come around. We're weed bees.
They fly slower.
What are you guys talking about?
Can you imagine? I've been saying to Gabe, like, this is the perfect thing to bring to when you're
you
at...
all right?
That's that delayed reaction. Like,
when you're at a public event and you don't want to have to take a bunch of hits.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know, the one gets you good.
You're not going to throw up, are you?
Nope.
That'd be a first. We've had some serious coughing going on here. But nobody's
that
ever
tastes really
completely
good.
Flipped over into vomiting.
That tastes really good.
Yeah, it's nice.
I remember the last time I threw up off some weed, I was pregnant. But I didn't have that baby. I went to Six Flags.
Is that how you lost it?
I went on every roller coaster about
I did
six,
not know
times.
They did that procedure at Six Flags. But you're saying... Like the rides at Six Flags are so... I want to get this right in an election year. The rides at Six Flags are so violent that you can get rid of your baby.
Oh, my God. That ninja have you fucked up.
I got to write that down.
That ninja, be careful about that ninja. Because that'll make your period start. And then that's good.
That's good to know.
Yeah, you drink a fifth of Hennessy. You take a couple of hits of weed. And you get on every roller coaster. That's how you do an abortion on a budget.
Yeah, abortion budget. Here we go.
Get that fast
track. Tipping a hat, it lays it all out for you.
I'm just playing, you guys, but that's hilarious.
Right?
It is. Funny. I'm just playing.
We having fun.
Really, if you want an abortion, you got to sit in a tub of hot water, put some salt.
Oh, no. It's another bad one.
Put
some salt in it.
A whole box of baking soda and some cayenne peppers.
That is crazy.
That sounds yummy.
This is what happens when I smoke weed. I'm sorry.
No,
I think it's stupid shit.
Yeah, I love it.
Is it 420 yet?
Super fun.
We did it. In Hirachi,
we're
Pakistan.
We're doing great. Yeah. Everything's going great, Simon. Did you get a chance to see this show before agreeing to participate?
No. I don't want to lie.
So you got here and you're like, what is all this shit?
Yeah, pretty much. I thought it was the other one we did, the movie one. Doug watches movies.
Right, but that one's called Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I knew that.
And it's at nighttime in a theater with an audience.
Yeah, I didn't understand what was going on. I figured I should come in not knowing anything and let it be very organic, like that marijuana you're putting in there.
But I always call this like my weed show. I would say, hey, do you want to do my weed show? So maybe you just think if I'm involved, it's a weed show.
I just figured you'd be high and we'd be talking about stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. I knew what it was, and I'm excited about it. Yes, sir. I'll be watching.
I knew you would be a good guest, and somebody suggested Simon and Tiffany together, and I was like, sold. That is going to be a fun show. But I thought Simon was more aware of what he was getting into.
I should have been. I apologize.
But I appreciate that you're playing along.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
That you're not, you know, not going, well, I can't smoke because of the baby.
Exactly.
You went to Six Flags.
I'm sorry, that was funny to me. You making a unicorn come out. I'm going to start heating up in here. This one looked like nail glue.
That was rude of me to not offer this to you guys first when I packed a fresh bowl.
Do you always? You know the etiquette that people don't really seem to understand is you should always clear the bowl before you pass.
It's pretty
because
close to
because if you
clear.
Pass someone a half-smoked bowl, that's just damn rude. And
not, really?
Yeah, that's
damn
rude.
I've been rude for years.
I know, especially in a bong. Not a pipe so much. Pipe etiquette's different. You could do it in a pipe. But a bong hit should be flush the toilet, they say.
You should clear it, but other people grab it and get
right,
the
it
hit.
Gets impatient.
Or Peanut, when he was on, he grabbed it and he blew the hit out the other way. The
of his buttholes?
No, the other way of this thing.
Oh.
So let me.
Yeah, Peanut's really good at blowing bong hits out his butthole.
Peanut sounds like the kind of character who would be able to do such.
Yeah. But I didn't offer you a fresh hit on this because I was just like, I'm just always trying to hit something during the show because it's what the viewers love. Is
right.
That everybody
right.
really
so this what I'm
goes
know.
After it.
Is this lip gloss?
No.
This is.
But it is what? Would probably qualify as such an airport security or whatever.
So you just push it up and then what?
This is the delivery system to get that stuff into the pipe.
Oh, into this pipe.
Yeah, or this kind of thing, like whatever you got. But it gets it in there without having to touch it because it's crazy sticky.
Uh huh.
And you want to.
Because it's from honeybees.
Just,
it's from.
Yeah. It's from
weed
those fucking
honeybees.
Sticky honeybees.
I'm gonna give me.
So
buy me
sneaky.
Some bees. I'm about to go on Amazon, buy me some bees, grow me two plants, and just put the bees right next to the plant. We'll make the plant even more bigger, and then I'll eat that weed, honey, and then I will live forever.
This is awesome. You have quite a few interesting theories in there.
Isn't there a theory that if the bees die, we die and shit? Like the honeybees?
Well, did you know that bees is from outer space?
Bees.
Bees are from outer space. Did you know that? I seen it on YouTube. They're not even from this planet. Bees didn't even exist till after the flood.
Ooh. Which flood?
Ooh. Which one you want it to be?
Ooh.
I'm telling you.
We gotta, you know, the show isn't just the crazy shit you say when you're high. It's also, we talk a lot about getting high.
Okay.
And for instance, we'll do, both of you, the high history question of the week.
I'm gonna have my whole own high history.
Is have you ever been high at Six Flags? No, it's how many times have you been high at Six Flags? No, I don't know which one of these. I'm gonna ask Simon, most famous person you ever smoked with, that you can out in that regard.
It's a good one.
You want to think about it? We'll come back to you.
What's that? I smoked with Joe Rogan. He's pretty famous, right?
Yeah, he's a good one. Can't get him on this show.
He's another podcast guy.
Yeah. No, he goes on his podcast high.
Right.
But he doesn't smoke on camera.
Oh, he does. I've seen pictures of him get high.
Oh, yeah. But it happens. But you know what I mean? He doesn't want to go on a show where the whole point is to just get high and see what happens.
I mean, I can't remember because I was high.
But that's a good one. I bet you
I'm
got
sure
a better,
I got better.
One,
I'm just going to start blurting out
I
names.
Bet you there's got to be like Phil Donahue or Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, there's got to be a weird one because that's expected. He's like a known pothead.
Joan Cusack. You got to have a good.
Denzel Washington.
You smoked with him?
In an alley.
No fucking way. We have the winner of this. When did the last time I proclaim we had the winner of this game? I think somebody said they smoked with the Beatles. Tommy Chong smoked with the Beatles. But this is pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. I smoked with Chingy, too. You know who Chingy is? The rapper I smoked
with
him,
too. Sure, but I don't appreciate that kind of language. But
about...
It's Chingy, you guys.
I said Chingy.
You did. Well, it's just...
I said Chingy.
Okay, yes.
Chingy the rapper.
Yes.
Yes.
You're nailing it.
That's
now.
The first famous person I ever smoked with.
But what was the other one you just said? Denzel?
Denzel Washington in an alley.
Mm-hmm. Who else was there?
It was me, Penny Marshall. She was in the building, but she didn't come out to smoke with us. Who else was there? A dude named Chico. And... that's pretty much, and then a white
so
girl.
So a movie was
girls.
Being made?
No, we was at a bar.
Just all at a bar at the same time?
Yeah, we went into the alley.
You said Denzel come to the alley?
No, Denzel was like, I'm finna go outside and smoke. I was like, I want to smoke with you. He was like, come on. I was like.
I've never heard of him smoking weed.
And I licked all on that joint.
Do you think that was, he was just doing that one night just for fun? Like it's not really his thing? Or do you think he's full blown?
I mean, he did. You see, did you see Training Day?
Sure I did.
Yeah, so, you know, from what I understand, you know.
He smoked weed in that movie, yeah.
There after was a that, after that, you know, he
smokes crack in that.
Oh, that's
he?
True. That's even, that's powerful shit, that
But you're
crack.
Saying maybe he was just doing research in an alley with you to get
you
ready?
You know, he likes to drink and stuff, right? To... It's a lot of people that smoke weed out here. I mean, it's a lot of people out here that smoke weed.
It's Hollywood people just... smoking weed and sucking dicks, like, everywhere.
What?
Yeah, I smoked too much weed is what that, the lesson of that. Story
I
is.
Mean, I didn't suck no dick that day. I'll tell you that much.
No, me neither. I was just saying that's happened.
I mean.
That's good to know, though, that Denzel just had a nice smoke with a nice young lady in an alley.
Yeah.
With Penny Marshall.
Respectable.
Yeah. I could picture Penny Marshall wearing a big turtleneck that was loose around the collar.
I think that was Denzel. I'm pretty sure it was Denzel. Like I'm pretty sure it was Denzel.
Well, that would be.
Oh, now the story took a severe left.
Are you sure it wasn't?
I'm sure it was Denzel.
Maybe it was Dennis Haysbert.
No, he was doing his talk. You know how he talks. And he was talking about.
Right, but
yeah.
I take that from a white guest.
And then he went. Then he went and did the movie what's his name? What's the dude? Marky Mark. He did a movie with him. He was telling me about the movie he was doing with Marky Mark.
Two Guns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Points.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is going great, you guys.
You know who else I smoked with? I can't say who everybody I smoke weed with, because then I feel like they're going to hit me up like, bitch, why you tell the world? And I'm going to be
really
like,
think
look,
Denzel Washington
Janet Jackson,
is gonna say, bitch,
I had to say what
you,
I had to say.
Young lady, why would you cast aspersions on my character? That's what Denzel would say.
No. I mean, everybody knows he liked to
Who
drink.
Else you got? You got other ones?
Exhibit.
Has that jarred any in your head? Exhibit?
Yeah,
one?
I've just been thinking of people, but then I'm like, I don't want to be a rat, you know?
Right. Method Man is so dope to smoke with.
Method
He's
Man.
Fun,
He's
so yeah. dope to smoke with.
This is his real name? Because he does acting, too, under his real name. Under his pseudonym, Gary Shandling. What's his name? Gary Gnu?
His name is like Calvin or something.
Barry Manilow?
He doesn't do... I always see Method Man, just it says Method Man in the credits when he's in stuff.
Yeah, but
he has a real name. I seen him in a movie and it says...
I know it too. I can't think of it right now. Cause
Jerry Method Man.
It's in my phone saved under that too. Dang, it's like Calvin or Cleavage.
Yeah,
it's
like Calvin or
Cleavage. Clifford or something.
Cleavage Johansson.
It's Clifford.
No, it's Clifford. His name is Clifford. And he's so cool to smoke with. He's cool dude. That's the homie.
Clifford. Method Man.
Huxtable. Mm-hmm. Right.
Big Red Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Big Red mm-hmm. Dog.
Isn't that Clifford the Big Red Dog?
Mm-hmm.
Clip, is it Click Cassius?
I just did a movie with him called Keanu. It's coming out April 29th.
You're in Keanu?
Oh, that's the cat movie.
That's terrific.
And the cast, we might have all, you know, hung out with the little greenery.
Yeah, well, you know, I've heard that about those fellas, Key and Peele. And they seem like very nice gentlemen.
Well, one does.
They're welcome anytime.
Oh, I want to guess which one smokes.
But I think they might have both retired from it.
Yeah, maybe. Because Jordan's girlfriend doesn't smoke weed.
That's not his girlfriend.
Wife.
That's his fiance. Oh. Wife.
Wait, fiance. Oh, yeah, I guess that's a stage between girlfriend and wife. time for State of Pot. That's where we just tell you statistics that a lot of people don't care about. namely, Washington, D.C.
I feel like Beyonce.
Washington, D.C.
is,
the city?
Per capita, the most viewers of this program on the last episode.
Interesting.
So chances are that's happening again to you guys right now, that the most people
right
watching.
D.C., Chocolate City in the building. But I'm from South Central Los Angeles.
Jesus.
Sorry. I saw the funniest spit take in the first episode of Baskets. Louis Anderson does a great spit take, and that one was a baby better. And on that, we're gonna get the medic in here and take care of Tiffany.
We're getting wet.
And we'll be right back, you guys, after these messages. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. And they guarantee $40+ in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month, there's a different theme, and all items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, and many more. Spring is springing, so grab a map, your bag of holding, and some friends. April's theme is Quest. We're forming a party to explore everywhere from far-off kingdoms to worlds hidden within worlds with exclusive items from Labyrinth, Harry Potter, History Channel's Vikings, and Uncharted 4. And of course, we've got our t-shirt and loot pin to help equip you for your adventures. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 off of your new subscription today. Hey, you guys. What's up? Our friends at Poke Bowl have a special offer for fans of Getting Dug with High. You can buy a Poke Bowl Home Dome Frosted Ashtray, like we have here on the table, with 10% off if you use the promo code Doug. Just go to PokeBowl.com, promo code Doug, to receive your 10% discount. This is out, and someone is gonna be fired. Hey, we're back. Are we back? We're back. After the next ad is when the song plays. Huh? Nothing. Don't worry about it, Simon. Are you guys paranoid pot smokers? Do you get worried about who's watching you?
What are you talking about?
I just was about to tell you how many people are watching us right now.
Oh, shit. Live?
Yeah.
Which camera?
It's...
Oh, they all simultaneously running due to editing purposes. Ooh. I knew that.
Yeah. 1,193 people are watching us live.
Fuck!
Yeah.
And, in D.C. alone, or is that the whole world?
Don't you?
That's the whole world. People
Damn.
From everywhere. Pakistan, as we
I'm
mentioned
sorry.
Earlier.
I should have tweeted more.
Johnny Hemp 1 always gets his questions through. I don't know who he's blowing. But Simon...
I was going to ask you a question, but it's your show. I forgot.
You can if you want. What
I was
going
to say, do you think... Oh, go ahead.
I got real... Mine's written down, so I'll remember mine. What's yours?
I was going to say, do you honestly... this is a fair question. Do you think you smoked more weed than Bob Marley? Because he died at 27, and I think I might have smoked more weed accumulative times, but I think he had... In Jamaica, the weed isn't as strong because I've been there and I've smoked it. It's kind of like swaggy weed. No disrespect, it's what it is. They smoke all day.
I think it's better there now that it's legal.
Well, it's out... Oh, is that what it is?
I think
so. Anyway, in the 70s and 80s, he probably smoked back to back to back, so he smoked a lot more. But do you think you smoked more weed than Bob Marley?
Yeah, I mean, now that it's legal, if you sell somebody a bag of shitty fake weed, then they're going to say, this is officer, they swindled me.
Oh, in Jamaica, they're just going to kill
legal.
You. They're not going to call the cops.
Well, yeah. They'll but you know what I mean?
You'll be a dead body.
So they sell you good weed. That's the story people keep telling me is the weed's
so deep.
Good.
Okay.
So in closing, they both smoked a lot of weed. One to stay high continuously and the other to stay high continuously.
Because you've been smoking weed for how many years, you think?
Oh, I don't know.
20 plus?
Yeah, it's been a while, and I might have smoked more than Bob Marley.
Because he probably started smoking like 15, I'm thinking, you know, that's when we start smoking.
No, no.
Before?
I didn't start to like 21.
Speaking of crazy, Simon.
Yeah.
Johnny Hemp 1 wants to know, what was it like working with Charlie Sheen?
Oh, man, that guy's awesome.
All right.
What's his name?
What do you think of this?
What's his name?
Who?
The guy, Weedhead Charlie 17.
Johnny Hemp 1.
Johnny Hemp 1. Oh, yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Wants to know about Charlie Sheen.
He's the coolest dude you ever met. Total humble, nice guy. Love the guy. I'm not going to say a bad word about that dude. He's awesome. Love
so
you, Charlie.
So when he spun out, what'd you do? Did you spend every night with your friends?
Here's
going,
the truth.
He's
no one's
great.
Gonna,
shut up.
No one's going to believe this. I have never took a sip of beer, hit a joint, done anything with Charlie. Ever. I wish I did. I wish I could say I had a beer with the guy, but only hear from him when he's, like, sober, you know? When he's down the dark wormhole, I don't hear from him much. So I'm not, I wish I could say, like, I drank, everyone's like, oh, what's it like partying with Charlie Sheen? No idea. No idea.
Yeah, you just spend the quiet, contemplative times with him.
Book club.
Weird that there's not even just a joint, though. I mean, if, if he's such a maniac.
On my dog.
So you think he played that stuff up a little bit when he was in his sort of
No, I think he was really going. No, he was really going through some shit. I think that was more of a, you know, that wasn't like him getting too loaded. That was really a lot of years accumulating to going kind of.
It felt like we'd never stop hearing about him, and now it's totally calmed down. And
it's calmed down.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Because at the time, it just felt like, huge. Man, this is so.
I guess how long can it stay up there, though, you know?
Yeah, no, you gotta keep coming up with something. Anyway, do you like that thing? That lighter?
Is this a lighter?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't understand. Let's see. What do I do? Oh, shit. I think he's out of monkey juice.
Yeah, he's out. I watched the part of the show where I was firing off that air horn inside the trailer at Jash Fest, and it doesn't sound loud or bad at all when you're listening to it on YouTube. But in the trailer, it was horrible. It wasn't like this one. But what do you think of this thing, though?
Well, is there
in terms
something
of
I'm missing?
Like, it's a fucking like when you're holding it, like it seems like it's dangerous for children, right, Tiffany?
I mean, it's a lighter.
You could participate too if you want to.
I feel like that is perfect to throw up.
Like, how would you describe it?
I would throw this up somebody's head. It's heavy.
Bam, that's the word we're looking for. This is the air horn I'm used to. It's going to be pretty loud, so be ready. And that's the end of the heavy monkey game. Hashtag heavy monkey.
Oh, well, you should have asked me how much my... Oh. Never mind. Heavy monkey game. I would have told you this monkey
game. I don't try to trick
heavy.
People into saying the word heavy for other reasons.
Oh, is that the game?
What's that music? Blank metal?
Is that really the game when someone says heavy, you blare the horn?
Yeah, that's just like a Pee-wee's Playhouse.
It started off like I would scare the shit out of everybody with the horn, and now I warn everybody because I feel guilty that I'm about to scare everybody.
Yeah. Well played.
So now it's just a ritual. And people get to write to me on Twitter, long live Heavy Monkey, or fucking stop with Heavy Monkey. Like, people love it or they hate it.
Got it.
And that's what makes good television.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good television on 420 when we have five comedians, maybe not all comedians, but five guinea pigs on stage for Getting Dug With High at the Alex Theater in Glendale. Have you ever been to that place?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, big
It's a big venue.
Theater. So get your tickets, you guys.
Yeah.
And come on down and join us.
Is that next to Alex's Taco Hasi?
That's the best when you fucking can't even get through it. It's such gold that you just fucking throw the pan in the air and fall right into the stream.
No,
but it's going on.
Oh, fuck. Be careful in the space, man. It's not an expensive structure.
That's some jazzy weed, bro.
Yeah. Have you guys seen anything else? just this thing, and that's where we're at.
That's a heavy monkey,
you don't want
bro.
Some Jumbo?
Hell no.
Maybe some Sprig would be good.
Yeah. Can I have this?
We could do some pot topics.
Can I have this?
I don't know if you could have it. I think it's a kind of prototypical or something.
Oh, it's great.
But
they should make some of those on a like mass level.
That was fun. Do you want to try that joke again?
No, I don't even know what I was going to say.
Something about Alex Theater.
Something about next to somebody's tacos is the Alex Theater next to Alex Rodriguez's taco stand?
I didn't say Rodriguez.
What were you trying to say? There was somebody's name.
It was really funny when I said it to myself in
yeah,
my head.
No,
so
you
as long
lost
as I
it.
Have a good time, fuck you guys. You know?
Yeah.
You did a spit take with actual spit and then spun around and hit your head on the wall. It was really...
Dude, I'm going to die.
It was great.
You're not going to die. You're fine.
That one's going to go on the reel.
You're feeling
Sarah
good.
Silverman was right about
so
that.
So much fun. Yeah, I'll hit it again. I don't give a fuck.
That's not what I said.
Great. Ooh, my titties feel like magic.
Me too.
That's so good.
Whoo. Ladies, Your titties should feel like magic all the time. And that's why marijuana should be legal.
It is.
I feel like
it is, right? It is right here. What we're doing right now is perfectly legal.
Most of the viewers are in Washington, D.C., where it's not. Is it legal there yet? Is it tolerated?
No, that's the thing. It's four states and D.C. have all legalized it for recreation.
Well, District of Columbia is not a state or a city. So what is that? We're batting 1,000 with the districts.
I don't get it.
All districts in America, you could smoke marijuana in. All of them.
For real?
Including Colombian. Which you think would be cocaine.
Well, I know you can smoke in the Crenshaw District. That's true. Right down the street in the hood. Mm-hmm. That district.
I've been there once. Yeah. By accident.
Aren't you from here?
Nah.
Oh, where are you from?
Northern California.
Oh, North Kakalaki.
No, that's North Carolina, but yeah. I mean, you could say that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we used to say when we would crip walk.
I see.
And then y'all go, dumb. You're from the Bay Area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you fish?
What's that? Do I go fishing?
Yeah.
I have.
Oh, okay.
Pod topic number one.
Pod topic.
Sports Authority has filed for bankruptcy, so the name of the field where the Denver Broncos play is going to be up for grabs because it won't be called Sports Authority Field or whatever it's called there.
Okay, so are we going to name it? Is that what we're doing?
No, well, that's a fun game, but I was just bringing it up because... They were calling it Sports Authority Field at Mile High Stadium, and now a large marijuana dispensary in Colorado called Native Roots wants to make a commitment for naming rights, and then it would be called the Native Roots Field at Mile High.
Hey, I like
Pretty
that.
Sweet.
That'd be awesome, but it's never going to happen.
That would be so dumb.
What do you mean never?
Maybe it'll happen one day, but until then, it's never gonna happen.
And then their season, their season tickets.
It's not for right now, never.
You know what I mean?
That's what you were saying.
No,
like when
happen.
Obama won the presidency, you're like, well, Hillary Clinton's never gonna.
That's
win.
True.
It could happen.
Yeah.
And then they could have their season ticket holders would be Mile High members.
I think that that's how good that shit is. Like coughing like I just took a hit. I gotta say though that you know, Colorado. I think a lot of people in politics and business there are quite on board with what's happening with how much more money the state has, and so maybe this is just another way to stay on brand.
I hope it does happen.
And have a major stadium named after a dispensary because. That city owes those dispensaries a lot, in my opinion.
But does the NFL? Aha!
That's the other thing. These guys, these players, at the very least, with their PTSD, the concussions, should be able to smoke
these
weed.
These little baby OJs everywhere, my Jesus.
You think OJ, his switch flipped because he had a concussion?
Yes!
It's a pretty good theory.
Yes. They go crazy. Have you ever? Oh, my goodness.
I still got to binge watch that OJ trial TV good. Show.
Yeah, but I mean.
It was a surprise ending.
I watched it when it happened. When it was happening.
They went a different way at the end.
Went and made
with
it. Weird turn.
There's a Johnny Depp character. Burst into the room.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Pot topic number two, you guys.
Pot topic.
Since 2008, medical marijuana has been legal in Michigan. So we're starting with something that's already true. This one's hard for me to follow.
Me too.
Since then, the number of patients who have registered to receive marijuana has grown. Oh, so it's all about how much bigger the number is. It also feels like I read this one before. Welcome to my weed show, you guys.
You were reading it earlier, but you didn't maybe read it here.
Well, that's why they call the show Gnarly Dank Wanna Hit. People write in different ways of, instead of getting Doug with high, the same letters, but different words.
Oh, I see. Gambling dogs were hyperventilating.
God does weed, hopefully.
Gooey dingus wart hummus.
God don't want hate.
Got a date with her.
We're burning through a lot of these. Grabbing donuts wistfully hurled. Yeah. Great job, you guys. Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, he announced at a rally in Wisconsin over the weekend that he supports decriminalizing marijuana and says he's it felt like he's already said that, but I guess he really came out and was very clear about it this time.
Can I get political?
Please.
I always look at a presidential candidate, like, who could I smoke weed with? So, you know, Obama, yeah, I can see smoking weed with him. Clinton, not the girl one, the original one. And more recently, Bernie Sanders. His name got burned in it. Mm-hmm. I could see smoking weed with him back in his days, like, oh, I'm up, you know, as a young, wily college student.
Radical,
rebelling against the social economic structure of a North.
He was at protests. How can you stand chanting that shit if you're not high?
I'm saying we shouldn't talk about politics because it doesn't matter. You should never bring religion or politics to your show. But if you do, I'll tell you this much. Bernie Sanders looks like he could smoke a fat fucking joint.
Huh? Oh, shit. He got for his arthritis and his... I mean, he's old as fuck. He got joint pain,
this
I'm
is
sure.
A very good sativa.
So, shoot.
It helped me think of a law I want to enact.
I like him, but, you know...
Yeah.
When we really start talking about it, it's like...
How
realistic is it? I'd love to see it
they
happen.
They should be each other's VPs, that's all.
Oh, I'm not saying it's going to happen.
But I hate that right now, they're yelling at each other about shit because they want to win, but it's like, but you're end up gonna maybe have to be on the same ticket.
Ralph Nader,
so just settle down.
As Ralph Nader, I could see smoking one with that dude back in the 70s in Columbus, Ohio. You know, wherever the fuck he's from.
He was kind of nerdy though.
Yeah, but he wrote "Unsafe at Any Speed," so you got
to
be a little.
What about the vice president to Bill Clinton?
Oh, Jerry Rice?
No, that's a football player. That's
Condoleezza Rice.
No.
Jerry's her nickname.
Who was Clinton's vice president?
Oh,
I'm embarrassed.
Dan Quayle.
I don't know.
No, Dan Quayle.
No.
Dan Quayle was not his.
He was with George Bush Sr.
It's the dude that cared about the planet.
Oh,
man.
It was George Bush.
No.
Oh, Al Gore?
Al Gore. It was okay. Al Franken.
Oh, my God. What were you doing in the 90s, man? You don't remember
Al Gore? I was
Al
smoking
Gore?
Weed.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
Let's take it back to Washington, D.C., you guys.
We've been there.
Yeah. A recent verdict by a judge in D.C. has made it possible for a tax and regulated pot market in the district by 2017. So since it was legalized, they still had to do some wrangling over whether or not it could be taxed and regulated. And it's going through. Projections have the district generating upwards of $93 million in tax revenue. Once it's up and running.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's
crazy the money that can be made.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's really going to turn it around ultimately is people want to feel secure and make, you know, like they're making plenty of money and it's going to be an area that with a lot of growth.
And
demand.
You live longer.
The weed might get shittier. I mean, you know, there's lots of things could go wrong. But I just want people to stop being incarcerated for something to do with marijuana.
Oh, yeah, that's got to stop. But, you know, D.C.'s got really good Chinese food. I don't know if you know that. So it's a good place to get high is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it is. No, I've felt very comfortable getting high and being high in D.C. for years. There's something about that place. They just seem all right with it.
What place do you feel uncomfortable getting high?
Most of Texas.
Yeah.
You know, but you still meet people that are real chill, and they'll take you out back, and, you know, it usually works out okay, but...
I always smoke in Texas.
Didn't Willie Nelson get arrested in Texas?
Well, Austin's great. Austin's
not Texas. Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
In Dallas... In Arlington?
I have a great time in those places.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that...
you wouldn't want to get pulled over by...
I feel worried about it, you know? You have the tension, you know?
Yeah. No, what was I going to say?
Who needs that? What? I don't know what you're going to say.
I had something
good. I love it.
Fuck.
Maybe if we go to a commercial break when we come back, you'll have it.
I hope so.
You'll have it locked in and loaded and ready to share. So thanks for staying with us. And on behalf of Simon Rex and Tiffany Haddish, we will be back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
everybody.
Jesus Christ is a party.
Can we sit on the floor, please? Did you like it, Dan?
The pot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna find out who here's a narc. Everybody smokes. Everybody smokes. If you don't smoke, you're a fucking cop.
I'm gonna think everybody's mad at me. I'm gonna make a joke all confident, and then I'm gonna be like, that was stupid, I'm sorry.
Story. Oh, that. Oh, and also, by the way, I'm high already. And yeah. I mean, I usually am, you know. Hey, everybody. So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already, and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through Villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. And enjoy your day.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
We're just here laughing and signing cards. And I'm going to sign Tiffany's plugs card. But before we do your plugs, you guys, you're good and high from Gabe's pipe. But now you get to enjoy one of Gabe's magic tricks. It's Gabe time.
Yay!
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
You're good?
Good.
Yeah.
This is Gabe? Delicious, Gabe.
Thank you. Would you mind helping me?
Yeah, right. I don't mind.
Reach out and touch a card. Okay, take it out. And show it to the camera over there. Got it? Okay, uh-huh. Place it back here. All right, I'll cut it back into the deck.
I see what you did.
Already? I haven't done anything.
What card is that?
All right, I'm going to give it a few cuts. All right, check this out. Watch.
Whoa. Oh, that's magic.
Woo! Shit.
Yeah.
I saw what he did.
That was some nice fingering right there. He just took that finger and...
That was rad.
Beep. Thank you, Gabe. Gabe will be at Angel City Collective in Hollywood on Friday, April 15th from 2 to 6 p.m. doing magic. And helping you out with get you through your day with samples of Honey Farm.
Yes!
Is this Honey Farm?
Yeah, that's in there. Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
That shit's
so
crazy.
Yeah. Great.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you want to hit something that's got some actual, you know, weed in it before we?
I mean,
that's
flowers.
Not weed.
Well, you know what I mean, like
actual flower. The actual marijuana plant.
Light the plant on fire.
This looks like a butt plug, so I really don't even want that in my mouth.
You should have heard the things Margaret Cho said about it. Yeah. What about this one? This is a nice little skull face guy there.
Oh,
you want to try that out?
Smoke the white man's skull.
Oh, no, it's white. I apologize.
This is pretty.
It's hard to know. There you go, the Wonka pipe. Let's load up the Wonka pipe.
There you go.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm going to say your guest... your plugs while I load this up.
Chernobyl, okay. That must be really good.
Tiffany co-stars on The Carmichael Show, Sundays at 9 on NBC. It's like getting lots of attention, a runaway hit. Yeah, I hope you don't lose your job for being on this show.
You think I will?
No.
Oh. Because I told them what I did before they hired me. I let them know. They even put it in the show. They put it in the show. So, yeah. I mean, they know what it is.
Sure. No, that's...
I got issues. I got a lazy eye.
That's where we're at right now with this.
And crazy bipolar disorder. I talk too much.
And you're in Keanu in theaters April 29th and headlining at the Hollywood Improv on May 10th. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's Tiffany Haddish, everybody.
Yep, and I'm gonna be in Rochester, New York, real soon, doing stuff in Thailand and China. I'll be seeing you in May.
Are you really?
Yes, oh, I got a Groupon.
Thailand's the best.
Yes, I'm so excited about my group. Thank you.
What's a Groupon? Welcome. That's when you go to the group of people.
No,
on vacation.
No, you get it's an app and you can buy stuff like super cheap. So I bought me a trip to China and Thailand for 11 days and 9 nights.
That doesn't. Oh, because of jet lag.
Jet lag. Get that jet lag.
Yes.
That's awesome. I think I'm happy for you.
Yes, that's
gonna
be
fun. You're gonna go do that?
Yeah. You know, a lot of women from South Central Los Angeles don't get to say they went to China or Thailand and don't have to be in the military. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going on a Groupon. Like, I'm gonna come back with cheap sandals and everything.
Okay.
It's gonna be fun.
Right. Yeah. Bank. What is it?
Be careful.
Which one? The Chernobyl.
It's cute.
Oh, it's okay.
Simon just wrapped up a U.S. tour for the Dirt Nasty album, Dirt Nasty Sucks, available now everywhere and at dirtnastymusic.com.
Look at that in the smoke rings. I love it.
He
upcoming Comedy Central show. You're in Typical Rick with Nick Swartzen?
Yep. Yeah. We started
shooting
this. Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He's the best guy in the world.
He doesn't smoke the weed.
He likes to drink.
Yeah. And you're in a movie. We got to have you back to promote it when it, at that time when it comes out. Halloween?
Yeah, I play a weed dealer, and it's Halloween.
Sure. That's a that's a sort of thing. Like, why did it take this long for that to happen? And that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's what I like to call as an actor a real stretch.
Mm-hmm. At Simon Rex.
Yeah,
on Twitter.
Twitter.
Very entertaining on Twitter.
You're 78 years old.
And at Tiffany Haddish on Twitter.
Yep.
You got your name.
HADDISH.
Good for you. It's always good when people when they can get their own name.
I got my own name.
Why does it say Pot Quiz Hops Hot up there?
That's what I was just thinking as you said it.
Been up there for a while. What's that all about?
Is that's
it'd be funny if it was up there that whole time.
Was that Dan Rather?
On
the
actual show. That was Dennis Hopper.
That was Dennis Hopper. I was just seeing if you knew.
From Speed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Why not?
You know, because I don't know if we have permission to use
that
picture.
Oh, it's a clearance issue.
Yeah. I don't know how clearance issues work with podcasts viewed by 1,200 people. On a Tuesday afternoon, and I should mention, I did, at Jash Fest show on Saturday, I did say that the next show would be Wednesday, but it's, the next show is now, you guys.
Tuesday.
This is it, Tuesday. So no new show tomorrow. Don't get all greedy. I'm going to be at Cobb's Comedy Club Tuesday, April 19th, Helium in Portland, April 22nd, The Improv in Washington, D.C. on April 28th, and Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, Saturday, May 7th. That's
how you be working, boy.
Out there doing things.
Getting that money. Let me hold $30.
People are like, come to my town. I was like, okay, I'll try. DouglasMovies.com for all my shit. And don't forget to subscribe and like. We're like nowhere near 420,000 subscribers, so I don't think I don't think it's gonna happen. I don't like to be negative, Nelly, but.
I thought it was like 10 million.
We're at 388, 10 million?
Yeah.
That's a goal. I just want to get 420,000. We're at 388,587. Oh, okay. I think we gained like 300 in the last couple of weeks, so I don't know I don't know how to move the needle on that.
You got to tell your followers or your subscribers to tell their friends to subscribe to.
That's it. Tell your friends.
Duh. Word of mouth.
I've been missing that key piece of information.
I mean,
tell your friends that don't smoke weed and don't know who I am to subscribe and like and then walk away. You don't have to pay attention to it ever again.
Just tell your friends. Just invite them to watch.
And I'll while you hit the weed, I'll tell my followers on social media to follow your YouTube page. What's it called? Doug Loves Weed? Weed does love.
It's on your mug. Get it, Doug was high.
Yeah.
Put cheat sheets all over the set. Still.
Nobody cares. So, do we get paid in weed for this?
We already did.
It's inside you. I hope you're enjoying it.
Oh, I was hoping to get something to take home.
You could have some more. Well, I think we could work out something for you. And we always have stuff laying around. So, so the next show is going to be TBD. We don't know. You can see they're going to be Monday or Friday of next week. Could be Thursday.
It's
I'm
a
not
going to
nail it down. Might be Wednesday or Tuesday. Definitely not Tuesday. All right.
TBD stands for to be determined, in case you don't know what the inside Hollywood lingo is. He just throws it around
right,
like everyone's
so
supposed to
Hollywood
know.
Right, it's so Hollywood to say
TBD. I mean, Jesus.
You do not hear it outside. One time I was down in Carson, and people didn't know what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, in Carson. What you was doing in Carson? You go to Cal State Dominguez.
Tiffany Haddish and Simon Rex, everybody. Thank you so much, you guys.
No,
you
thank
killed
you.
It.
That was awesome.
It killed you. You killed it. And we will see you guys sometime next week.